Lowland?
Lowland, yeah.
Lowland?
Flats, ever heard flats?
Uh-huh.
Bottoms, Thatcher intervals?
Bottoms and lowlands, that's what I heard.
What would you call a low-lying grassland?
Meadow.
Meadow? Any other names for it?
That's the only one I know.
Locust running through. Of course, these others are not endemic to our region, so we don't have to worry about them. Suppose this was some land you had water standing on it, that had water standing on it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swampland.
Would it be big or small?
Usually large.
Large? What about a marsh? Would that be big?
Marshland is large.
It is? What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
Swamp has more trees. Marshland is miry clay and grasses.
The place where salt hay grows along the sea is called what?
Sea. I don't know.
Or the, where all the wildlife is supposed to breed before it goes out to sea. The blank mellow.
I don't know.
You ever call it marshes? Of course,
marshes.
It would be important to us, but...
That's where the birds and all fly in. That's where the grasses and the greenland. That's why. That's why it's called marsh.
Sure. Yeah. It's the big eco center there. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Red clay.
Red clay. Anything else?
Well, I guess that's the most prominent soil we have.
What would you call a rich black kind of soil? Ever call it loam or muck or anything?
That's not in my vocabulary.
Ever heard of loam?
No.
Really? What would you call poor sandy soil?
Desert,
I suppose. This is not important to us. We just have Georgia red clay. If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they are blank. They are blanking the marshes.
They are swamping. They are...
If
draining.
They're draining, okay. Draining. What would you call the thing that you dug? What is the process called of draining?
Dredging.
Or? Let's see, I suppose this is a synonym for the thing they drug across canal. I mean, drug across Panama. Dug across Panama.
Right.
The thing that they dug out. What about the Erie
Canal?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Ever heard anything called anything else like a drain tunnel ditch, trenches, or drainage?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not important to our culture. Shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. What's it called?
What's that again? Now?
A shallow arm of the sea, or tidal stream, or what would that be called? A shallow arm of the stream. Of the sea, kind of like a peninsula that goes into the land.
That land.
It's kind of like a ford, I think, for the U.S. I don't think this is very important to us. We'd call it a different thing. We'd say sewage is flushed down to the blank creek. I mean, to the sewage blank.
Ooh.
Before it gets there. Or we have Eastonally blank. Eastonally blank.
Creek.
A deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across is called a...
ditch.
Or a... word beginning with R. Have you ever heard it? Ditch is okay. Ever call it a ravine or anything?
A ravine where a lot of growth is and you might... keep filling up with rubbish and so forth. Where a lot of grassland and both briars and...
Yeah.